The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Live from Bar Canada at the D, it's a numbers game. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, and of course, as it is Thursday, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, who you can follow on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. Wise Cracks, the podcast back in. Your Fox show is in full effect.
Yes, sir.
In full effect mode. What's the name of that show?
Countdown to Kickoff on Sundays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a couple things going. And of course, it's the segment we have here. This is the most important
this
one, though.
This is the most important. Come on, because we have a... Would you have more fun than this anywhere?
Unscripted.
Tell me.
I got to tell you something. I can't believe you're asking that. And I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm like George Washington. I'm not going to lie.
You cannot lie.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I actually do have more fun here.
I know you do, man.
I'm a little bit more tensed up when I'm with, like, the two guys on Fox. And I like the guys. That, you know, I'm not saying I don't like them. It's just a more serious show.
Wait a minute.
This show can go anywhere. It's unscripted. I mean, it's unscripted. I like it. Yeah.
Now that we said that, I want to rile you up. Kelly, what's the latest on teaser news here in Las Vegas? We have teaser news.
Maybe the best teaser shop in town went from 120 to 125. That'd be Caesars and William Hill.
When was this, though? Because now I'm going to try to put a bet in. When was this?
Sometime this week.
Okay, because I
don't know exactly.
Look how his face changed.
I just put a teaser in. No, because that's the 120 shop left here in town.
Well, isn't there? There's not one 120 left? That was the last 120?
I thought Wynn was still 120.
You know what? I play at Wynn. By the time we get off air.
I don't have their app, though. Yeah,
by the time we get off air, we're gonna know this. Because now I'm like super pissed off right now if you're telling me this.
I wasn't happy either, Bill, but you and I bet different amounts.
If you ever had it in your mind to get Bill riled up, wind him up, that's what you say. Like, hey, did you hear the latest?
You told me 2 days ago. I was pissed about it, too. Yeah.
You guys understand, like,
yes.
You know, I've been betting teasers since there were even money at WSCX in 1998.
World Sports Exchange.
And by the way, not only there, I had five different options to bet even teasers. Then everyone went crazy on the forums. I used to write for the RX.com. We used to went crazy and say, oh, my God, it's going to 110. Do you believe this? This place is in this town that charge 140.
Yeah.
They have a mask and a gun, but that doesn't matter.
Well, again, for newer bettors or newish bettors,
they don't know.
You know, what does that mean? That means to beat that, your break even percentage incrementally becomes higher
Very
and higher.
Good. And Very
so
good point.
That's what it is.
No, it's crazy. I'm gonna log in here in a second and check, because that's upsetting. But I do know from someone on Twitter that sent me a copy of his in Indiana, maybe. He said they were minus 125 for a 6-point teaser. So it's just guess what? Nothing's gonna, no one cares. They're all gonna fire anyway.
Well,
they don't
see,
care.
This is the thing. Yeah. They don't. And there's no amount of yelling about it that's gonna change some people's behavior on it.
Ooh, interesting.
What just happened?
This Jacksonville game tonight. Yeah, he's gonna play, I guess. I don't know.
I assumed he was going to play.
Well, I mean, Circa just... Why did Circa just took the lead, and then you see Chris there just took the lead for the overs.
Now up to 40 and a half now.
Yeah, now not the side wasn't affected yet.
Right.
But to see that go to 40 and a half...
Well, this is what I was asking earlier about this game.
Man.
If Trevor Lawrence plays and the total gets to, I don't know, let's just say 42.
Right.
Versus Trevor Lawrence not playing and the total, say, is 39... What are you more as a better likely to play the under?
I actually lean under in that game. So I still, under.
But you understand the question. It's like Lawrence at 42 or CJ Beathard at 39. What's the better bet?
Ah, gotcha.
Under.
Gotcha.
And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, it might be Lawrence at 42.
Might be a compromised Trevor Lawrence at 42. Might be.
Yeah, yeah. Those are some, you know, 40's a number. 41's, of course, a very key number. Speaking of which, so the total of points, what do you think from a short 3 years, 5 years actually was the bigger number. From 5 years ago, what do you think the average total was put up on a Sunday night on NFL games? I can ask both of you guys. Like, what was that?
How much has it dropped in those years?
Yeah. Because it's dropped, actually. I thought it would be about the same.
It's about 3 or 4 points. 4 points
is correct.
Yeah.
4 points
is
correct.
Well, I think we cheated on this because we had something on this earlier this week.
From when?
It was 48.
Yeah.
It was 48, And I wrote down these numbers because it actually shocked me. I was like, wow, how can that possibly be? Yes, it was 48.1. Now it's 43.9.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
That's unbelievable.
The game tonight and the early window on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's nothing but high 30s and barely into the 40s on a
unbelievable.
Couple of them. Mm-hmm. Now, so the question becomes this. We do content. We talk about stuff. We're filling time trying to say something intelligent. Is this too much of an adjustment? In other words, is this going to change now where the value is actually on the overs here?
Every pro that you're going to talk to, most of them are going to say, oh, this is, you know, it's going to go too low and eventually you're going to go. The person that actually showed me this chart, very analytical guy,
mm-hmm.
he says probably still too high.
Probably still too high.
He thinks there's still going to be a lot of unders.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. As we see now, a circle leading the way. And here we go. Westgate, Caesars.
Here we go.
40 and a half.
And to follow up on that that game tonight with the Saints, I think I mentioned earlier, 12 in a row. 12 unders in a row.
12 unders in a row.
So I think 14 of 15, I think, or 15 of 16. I've seen that, too.
And the only team this year that has gone under in every single one of their six games. And a lot of that, again, though, I come back to those Derek Carr red zone stats,
Is. Yeah.
Like, it's...
And short passing game to Kamara since he's gotten back. That's all it is.
Well, remember that one game where he had 13 catches for 33? We were laughing about that. But the Saints are a team that go between the 20s, but then once they get in the red zone, they're god-awful.
Right.
And so that's going to, and this is the question, is that who you are? Is that likely to continue? Or is that just some short-term anomaly which you're likely to overcome?
You guys know I'm not, I'm not a trend guy.
Yeah.
I hate trends.
Yeah.
Current season trends is different. My trends that I hate are going back 8 seasons, 10 seasons with different squads.
Do you like them in college sports when it's not even the same kids?
Exactly. Not even the coach isn't even the same. Never mind a single player.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. College is even a worse example. People want to talk about trends over the years. The same year, though, and the same team, I'll go by that trend. Even though the bookmakers is supposed to bake it in the line on Sunday when the originating line comes out and everyone else copies. And by the way, that's one of the biggest myths in sports betting. People, especially new to the space, they think every sports book has their own sports book guy that puts up the lines and doesn't look at the other lines.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys and girls. And I say and girls because I seen a chart of one of the sports books' percentage. Would you believe at this particular sports book, 19% of the bettors were female?
No.
I said, come on.
No.
19. Well, at least let me word it the sharp way. At least 19% of the signed up accounts are females.
There you go.
So, but anyway, going back to what I said.
can't get one by you.
That's good.
Well, you're going to beard in if you get thrown out.
Yeah.
That's for all these places, for all you geniuses that throw people out.
Yeah.
You're going to beard in under the name, Karen Stewart. Karen Stewart is Gil Alexander, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Karen Stewart.
I don't know where I came up with that name.
I just go by K. Michael Bidlin now. So
K. Michael Bidlin.
Yeah. But anyway, and I forgot where I was going with that story. Darn it.
You were amazed by that statistic anyway.
Yeah. But before that, I was saying something.
Well, I have something. Okay. Because I'm not trying to wind you up here.
And no, maybe I'm wound up anyway.
Maybe we should have saved this for the next segment because this is a big one. In New Jersey, you became aware or you were told about something that you are just livid about. And let me just say justifiably so.
Yeah, that's not right. And, you know, it's amazing sometimes. I was in an elevator here downtown, speaking of which this is something I just thought of when you said it that way. I thought about that story. I was in an elevator downtown and a guy is plainclothes and he says, hi, Bill, I work surveillance here. But I just wanted to say hello to you, and I just want to—I'm a fan of yours. And I said, "Oh, you're in surveillance? Am I allowed to play blackjack here?" That's what I said. He was just kind of funny, like a surveillance guy. But same thing there.
What did he say, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. No, sir.
In New Jersey,
I like you, but I don't like you that much.
In New Jersey, I know someone that's in risk, and he's actually a supervisor. He's been there a while, and I was wondering why my bets sometimes. Like, I'll put a bet in for a dime, and it goes right through. And then sometimes I put a bet in for a dime, or you know, and they limit me to a nickel. And I'm like, wait a minute, you take dimes on props. And I actually talked to someone, and this is so unfair. He said, well, to be honest with you, there's a couple guys there. They just want to be sports bettors so bad, professional sports bettors. They're mad when you guys steal lines from us and they turn you down. Like, that's not your job. Your job is to, you're in risk. You want to approve or disapprove bets. You don't want to, you know, say, hey, I don't like Bill Krakenberger. He's always betting these, you know, listen, not that I'm always winning, but I'm going to win in the end. If you let me bet, I'm going to win, especially
wait,
props.
Wait, just to clarify, though, was it, you know, because we talked about a bet that I made, and one of the guys at Caesars actually, you know, let us know that it was because, oh, you picked off a good line, and they realized that, and so they limited your bet. But you were saying that they actually use the word they're jealous of you?
Yes. Yeah, he told me, he said, listen, he goes, these guys just want to be sports bettors so bad, a couple of our guys, and they don't like guys that are pros. They don't like guys who are in the media. They know that you guys are wise guys. They just turn down your bets because of a personal vendetta, you know, against people. That's just so wrong. Like learn from me then, you know? Like our bet what I bet. You know, that was a big thing until I came on this program, this very program, multiple times, two times. That was a big thing here, too. I would bet, and all of a sudden what I would bet would move in another sports book. And no matter what it was, I know it was because I was putting in opposite bets sometimes to see if this, and sure enough, the opposite side moved. So if I'm working in a sports book, let me just tell you something. If Bill Krakenberger's working in a sports book, you're darn right if someone like Bill Krakenberger's betting, I'm going to bet that same thing. I'm going to kick it out. So I admit it, but I'm not going to do it where everyone sees it on a screen.
But getting back to the first example, you're not going to limit someone based on your jealousies.
No, I'm going to.
Or would you?
I'm going to take your bet because that's when I want you to keep betting me because I'm going to kick it out. Quietly.
That's brutal, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Todd Wishnev, human beings, worst invention ever, unquote. We'll come back. More Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Richard Palmer, did you ask for the football from Kelly when he got hurt? That's a reference to when Todd Wishnev, as I popped my
tennis
Achilles. Can I get those tennis balls back? Jason H11. While I wasn't surprised that Matt Brown struggled a bit with the kicks, I have to say, WTF Kelly, I'm concerned. I am too. J&J Watering Hole. Great footage. Don't feel bad, Kelly. I pulled a hammy getting off the couch to go get a sandwich a couple years ago. Nash, last name Mash. Does Kelly get extra points for attempting kicks in a button down? Also, outside of Pritch, who on the VSiN crew is the more athletic? Who is more athletic than Matt? Ooh, great question.
Oh, great question.
Well, Sean King played the game as well.
Yeah, I'm going to address the first part. I kicked one ball. Yeah. It went through.
Yes, you did.
I retired.
One for one. Yeah. One for one career. Sean King has to be on that list, I guess, just by default, right?
Yes.
Didn't humans play ball back in the day?
He played hoops, right? He played hoops.
All right. Okay. Over the levee. I was worried Kelly was going to rip those jeans doing all that stretching. Real athletes get hurt. Heal up, Mr. Bidlin. Teasers and parlays. I think we're burying the lead, and this was more about the gun show on Matt compared to kicking field goals. Also enjoyed Gil's main involvement was collecting the winnings. Love the video, gents. Get to feeling better, Kelly. Oh, yeah. Matt Brown was a college athlete. He pitched at LSU, didn't he?
Yes, he was a college pitcher.
Yeah, he fondly talks about how Ricky Weeks once just lined a double off of him. Logic 3227. Okay, Kelly, the ball's in your court. Somebody get this man some eggnog. Sam Ginsberg.
It's about that time of year.
Yeah, Sam Ginsberg. When Gil is getting paid off, Kelly is doubled over in pain. So was that the bet being paid off or Gil being paid for putting a beat down on Kelly?
That was me limping over.
Yeah.
Gil was still tending to me while Matt was kicking a few more field goals, I believe.
The man couldn't walk. I was like, oh, no.
Gil was helping me walk off the field. And then, Matt paid us out while then we all left. That was right at the end.
And Jesse Welch probably with the best tweet of them all. Just want to say to Matt Brown that I appreciate your prompt handling of settling this bet. Great work. That's right. Two years after the fact. And Primetime says to you, Bill, he says, Oh no, he's got footage of LL Cool J walking into Dallas Airport. He says, "This is how I imagine you walking in." And Paul Nelson says, "Now, Bill, the opportunity to share your thoughts every week is not nothing." To your comment about you get nothing for this.
Oh, no, no, no. I know that. I was just being just my attempt at being funny.
Yes.
But I'm not being funny right now when I say it's a tad bit hot in here. Is it? Are you agree?
A little warm today.
I mean, I'm
a
not
warm today.
It's warm in here. Yeah.
A little humid.
If we can get the broom closet a little air in, it would be really nice.
Wow.
But
wow.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when I came in to park my car.
Yeah.
Do you guys park in the garage?
Valet.
Okay, I usually do valet.
Yeah.
I usually do also, yeah. But I was meeting someone here. So I came into the garage and
Kelly throws his keys to the valet and goes, "Handle that for me."
Oh yeah. No, so anyway,
handle that for me.
These, get on it, Randy.
These garages downtown are so tiny.
Oh, this one is here notoriously tiny.
Well, I've never even been in it.
I have to.
It looks tiny.
I have to admit it. What happened today was it was a scene out of a like comedy show. I go in, I pull in because there's a big pole there. So I pull in past the pole and I do my thing. I get out of the car. I can't get out. The pole's there. The car next to it's there. Now I'm like, do I have to like, you know, I'm going to just tell you. I was like thinking to myself, do I jump across the hood? Now,
cop slide. Yeah.
No, cop slide. Because I was like, look what I did to myself here.
I would die for
no,
that.
No, I was like, I locked myself in. I cannot get out of the space. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's about 6 inches in the front. I can't get by there. But if I go over the hood, now I'm thinking, do I dent the hood? And the answer is probably yes.
Yeah.
So I backed up a little bit and just left the car hanging out a little bit. But I mean, these garages downtown, boy, they're something.
I'm doing the Megapod after the show today. Drew Densick is our guest with Will Hill and Todd Wishnev, the Beating the Book Megapod. But there was a period of time where I did the Megapod here as well before we did it at the South Point for a couple years. And I used to use that garage.
Oh, okay.
And I would have the same experience. There's one extra benefit in quotes. There's one extra bonus that comes with that garage, too. Birds enjoy target practice as well.
Oh, okay. There's birds in there, too.
So enjoy.
Downtown. Fabulous. Yeah. Now, as I stare at Bacon Nation, though, that all makes it all good after Bacon Nation.
Bacon Nation.
Yeah, the love of bacon. But
if I went into Bacon Nation, I said, could I get that with sausage, not bacon? Would they be upset with me?
They might do it for you.
Okay.
All right. So Steven Vegas sent the chart he did about the teasers.
Yes.
Great chart there.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve, yeah, I have to update it because I just went to Will Hill and yes, they're now $1.25. That makes no place in this town $1.20. As a matter of fact, I'd like to know from anyone, is it $1.20 in any jurisdiction? The books that came to this country are known to, 5 years ago, are known to actually charge extra juice anyway. I'd like to know. I bet you can't get $1.20. That's unbelievable because I want to tell you something. I don't know the exact number on this, but I'll tell you, $1.25 or more, it's going to restrict my teasers to probably not even playing them.
But that's Vegas now. DraftKings is still -120?
DraftKings is 120.
Yeah, DraftKings -120.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
That's a Vegas
free
thing.
Plug for DraftKings.
Yeah. Well, not free. It's true, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they're
that's
yeah.
I got to be blunt. I'm shocked that they did that. Now, only because the first couple of weeks, yes, the players did win teasers. I know for a fact week 3 and week 4, the sportsbooks cleaned up on teasers. So even the week that I got knocked out of the pool with Jacksonville played Houston that week, Baltimore was a 7.5-point favorite. Jacksonville was 7.5-point favorite. They both lost outright. I just people like teasing the numbers down. My best teaser, actually, I like teasing up. I like teasing from 2.5 to 8.5.
Through the 3 and the 7.
Through the 3 and the 7. Even to, I want to make sure I'm teasing to the 8 or above the 8. And I think DraftKings is one of the sports books that refunds you on the 8. Because let's just face it, I know a lot of
that was another nice thing of Caesars Williamville. You'd get the refund.
You get the refund.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it again. How can you not?
Right.
You can't have a one-team teaser, can you? I mean,
That's the reason why they do it.
Yeah. Westgate just went to 41 on this total. So this total tonight has moved a full point.
So it feels like he's playing. Trevor Lawrence
feels like he might be playing. Yeah, that's – but then again, why didn't the side adjust?
The side, yeah.
The side's still two. So I find it pretty interesting.
This game is in my head. This game's in my head. The teasers are in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other part about that, Bill –
you'll tease Jacksonville, I guess.
With the prices, it's the – Why wouldn't they have changed it over the past couple years when they've been basically the only shop in town dealing that price?
I would think that, you know, I talk about that on my podcast. I talk about Caesars having the 120, and I didn't realize the DraftKings was still 120. I'll talk about anything. If it's going to benefit people, I want them to know where to play for the best price. I want them to know that you should shop Circa going to 41 now, too. So, interesting.
Can we talk about this fix thing that has you...
Oh, yeah. Let me get to my actual tweeting. The words.
Yeah.
I put up a tweet the other day. Just words.
That's all they are.
Now, well, videos usually get more, but I just put up words, and I got 287,000 views so far.
Wow.
So, impressions. I'm making a living on betting sports professionally for 30 years around the elite and top sports betting syndicates. Not once have I ever been told, hey, crack, bet all you can bet on this one. This one's fixed. Like, I've never been told that. I want to be told that, by the way, but I haven't been told that.
We dream of the day when it happens. That's right.
Yet this year, I've received more. This is fixed. This is scripted. From more, and I used a word that some people got insulted, for more civilians than ever. Now, that's what I said. Amazingly, all the people that have texted me are on the losing side of the fixed.
Civilians.
But I used the word civilians, but when I used it, you know, I put the definition of the word civilians also, because I don't want people just to think that I'm using the, I'm not down talking anybody.
Not condescending at all.
No, I was using a word.
Well, that, let's take civilians.
All right, take civilians. Real quick though.
Yeah.
A civilian, a person who is not a member of a particular profession or a group as viewed by members of that group.
Okay.
All right, that's my definition. Let's forget about that.
Let's take civilians out of it. Those people who believe that.
Yes. A more of a portion than you think, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're never going to convince them otherwise, aren't you?
Interesting.
Never.
I didn't think of that part.
Yeah. It's just like they said, we were talking about the Survivor thing. People are going to believe what they believe. Oh, no, this is how you do. Okay, fine. You do you. But like the fix thing is, not only that, I'll take it one step further, because I think I mentioned this. We all talk about like leaks we have in sports betting. I have not tracked this, but like lifetime, forget fix, lifetime, when someone has said to me, all the wide receivers are out. It's not public information yet. Get ahead of this because it's going to come out. I'm probably like 1 in 24 lifetime on that kind of inside information.
That's so sick. It's so true.
It's
this guy's like, not playing. Yeah.
It never. It even if it's true, it never manifests.
But those people that you say they're not going to be convinced no matter what, wouldn't they? That's why I'm putting the words, because it's true. I've been around the best sports betting syndicates in the world. I've been around these guys. I've been in these rooms. And I remember the late 90s, early 2000s, sitting around. We all would bet together. You know, there wasn't really, bots weren't built in 97 and 98. So I remember sitting around betting outs back then and all together. But literally the leaders of this group, nothing was ever fixed. No. I've been around so many of them. Pokers, Koshers, Billy, so many of them. Nothing was ever fixed. So I want to let you guys know these things aren't fixed. No,
people want a reason for their misfortune. Right?
Listen, we had the NBA ref. I understand. People say, well, what about the ref? Yes. Yeah. Once in a blue moon that happens.
Right. Well, people are convinced there's 20 behind him, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget, on DraftKings Sportsbook this season, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app and use the promo code VEGAS when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Nash, at last name Nash. Not surprised to hear the increase in women betting. My buddy's wife is having an incredible year. She also thinks the NFL is the football on Saturday, so it must be beginner's luck. He points that out. This is from, folks sending out where the minus 120s are, and DraftKings certainly one of them. By the way, Chance Copperpot with a full video footage superimposed with all of our faces. This is an amazing video that he's got of you guys kicking in the wintertime. Let's see. This is from everybody with teaser prices. This is great from Jason H11, too. He's on fire this morning. He says, the thing that's fixed is the human condition, and there's simply no cure for it. 100%. And this is from Bradson's Public House. He said, hey, guys, just check the three major books here in Michigan for teasers. Minus 130, minus 135, minus 145. Unreal. Enjoy the show.
What a joke.
Well, that's wild. So I saw, I did a little shopping around. It looked like minus 112 I was seeing at Bet Rivers. So that's interesting.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, they throw anyone else with a pulse, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, the two teams I just punched in, it's kind of weird. It went -112 for 6 points, -117 for 6.5 points, and then -134 for 7 points.
Wow.
They haven't checked your pulse yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fezzik with a great text. He thinks the reason that this stuff is moving.
Yeah.
Not thinks, but he's probably right about
he's
this.
He's right.
Dr. Bob just gave out Saints team total over 20.5. Alternatively, he said play game over 40. That's what's moving the total. Fezzik says, I don't think Lawrence is playing. He's going the other way.
He's going the other way. Under. That's why the 41 just disappeared at Westgate and Circa. Yeah. Let me ask you something. I'd like to know this. I thought Steve, maybe I shouldn't be saying this on there. I'll talk to him off air. I thought Steve went by Dr. Bob. Like, well, I thought he went by, like, that was one of his sources. Like, I thought.
Oh, I think he would admit that.
Yeah, but he's going against him on this
play.
Well,
I don't think he.
On blindly on everything.
I think Steve is, I don't want to speak for Steve, but I think Steve's North Star is the best of it.
Yeah.
And if he has a lean himself, he'll adapt. But yes, he's well, to answer your question, he's well aware of what Bob's doing.
I'd rather go with Steve on the under than Dr. Bob on the over.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because I don't even know how healthy this guy's going to be if he even gets in the game.
That's right. Dr. So. Bob, every Friday right here on a numbers game, talking college football and pro football. We are honored to have him, by the way. That's my buddy, man.
Nice.
Good guy.
Yeah, Dr. We follow. I've never met him. You met him, obviously?
Met him. I used to hang out with him daily.
I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, that was my buddy.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
San Francisco?
Well, not from San Francisco.
He lives there.
In San Francisco, there was a bunch of us who just by accident lived right around each other. So Dr. Bob, Jeff Ma, and I probably lived in like a 10-block radius of each other.
My condolences.
And then... Where did that come from? And then Joe
the
Pita.
Show Full House was based off of
Joe Pita lived. That's right. It's Full House. It's based on us. And then Joe Pita lived on the other side of town at Seacliff. He lives in a nice area over there. But it was a great place to be because, and I feel super privileged because Bob, I learned so much from Bob over the years.
Right.
Just in terms of an analytic approach to sports betting. And so, it was a fascinating place to be. That town ain't what it used to be. I'll tell you that. We're all gone, by the way. Except for Joe. Joe's
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Yeah. This line gets weirder and weirder.
It's been weird
the
all
The Saints
week.
Are up to 2.5 now at the Sharp Sportsbook
Saints
Circa.
Saints are 2.5.
Oh, man.
So
he's not playing.
But that's like people who think, wait, can a guy like Dr. Bob have that much influence? The answer is yes, not only because he's respected and he has, a bunch of people who are playing playing.
One great year that people always remember.
Back in the day in 2005 in college football, he would move them. Now, he still moves everything. Sometimes they'll move back, by the way.
Yes.
But he's respected. And I think that there's another element to this, too, which is it doesn't take as much as you might think at odd hours of the day and odd hours of the week to move some of this.
Especially, midweek. Well, that's tonight's game, though, so I'm wrong. But, yes, you're right, especially early in the week. Oh, God, if I bet something at Circa, I mean, even the Westgate the other day, I just took a lead on a game at the Westgate. I almost wanted to text someone there to say, wow, I want to bet the other side now. I bet Pittsburgh +3.5. It was just a rogue 3.5. I bet it there. They went to 2.5. I was like, wow, +3.5 and -2.5 is a positive EV thing, by the way, especially on these low totals. So, what I'm trying to say, let me be blunt. It's easy to manipulate the lines. If I wanted to manipulate, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go on the string here. I'm going to go out and tell you guys something. I don't bet Circa too much. If I bet Circa, they're going to move. So I am not betting Circa where everyone else moves because of Circa. So I'll bet Circa last, or I'll even tell you, I may bet the wrong way at Circa occasionally.
Hmm.
College basketball.
Fezzik chimes in just to clarify.
Major line move.
Oh, there you go. It's lighting up like a Christmas
tree. -2.5, -15 now at Circa.
Well, now, so Fezzik says, I greatly respect Dr. Bob, but no one is right 100% of the time.
Oh, of course.
He's right. Because I like the Dr. Bob Saints team total over. I don't like the alternative suggestion to bet the game over. And by the way, speaking of that, so the Saints are up to -2.5.
Right.
You'll see fluctuation in the money line prices now.
Yes.
I think, and Fezzik tipped us off on this, I think DraftKings has the best money line price
on
the Saints.
Now, that's a great number.
-125.
So -125 at DK.
So if you just want to keep the spread out of this and just bet the Saints money line, DK, DraftKings is your best place right now, -125.
That is a great line. And you know what? If this line goes to 3, or if you can buy it to 3 for a low number, it's not a bad thing. Middling games are a thing this year with these low totals in these games. You know, I've said enough.
And there's no guarantee. I just want to point this out again. There's no guarantee that between now and kickoff, this is going to move two different directions also.
There is a guarantee that I'm going to lose 3 pounds on your show today because I'm still sweating. that's a guarantee.
Should I text Derek?
Nah, he's okay. He's probably still sleeping. Okay. No, 8:30, he's up. By the way, we're filming next week at Circa. We're filming the Wisecracks podcast. Derek is going to be on the show.
Nice.
And maybe a little surprise guest by Mr. Dana White. So, should be a fun.
I'm gonna remove the maybe from that. I think that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It should be fun. As long as he can get down here, it'd be great. And that's another thing, by the way. I'm sure Dana doesn't mind me saying he was down a lot of money this week. Like, He got out of a hole that's impossible to get out of.
And he got out of it?
800K.
And he got out of it?
Got out. Got out 110K. You know how hard it is to get out of an $800,000 hole? No. Anyone knows gambling, so $30,000 a hand, that would be, I guess it would be like, you know, if we're playing, maybe we're down $1,000 playing, you know, $50 a hand or something. But think about it. $30,000 a hand down 800K and getting out. He got out of it. Got out of the trap. All right, Dana, putting your business in the street, but it's good. And but his streak remains. I'll just say this. I won't say the amount. Millions and millions of dollars he's won since his Boston UFC event. He's on an absolute tear. So
on just blackjack.
Just blackjack.
Are you present with him for all of this?
No. Just a couple, couple of times. And I can imagine what goes on when, you know.
This show has become the weekly Dana White update. Blackjack update.
Well, listen, it's
not. Do you know how jealous I am of this, though? Do you know how much I would pay to just sit at a blackjack table with crack at Dana White?
$800,000. That's just, this is something you don't get out of, though. Think about that. You know, this is a big hole.
How annoying would you and I be? Because we would just be like, hey, Dana, you're
be like me in the field. Goal video again.
Dana, you know you're down 800,000, right?
And again,
double down.
Get out of here.
The greatest guy on the earth, man. Well, as far as he just gives away the money he wins anyway. It doesn't matter. He's just, we're trying to win for the people. But
for the people.
Yeah, for the people. Yeah. No, anyway, that was something. What else? Hold on.
That was something.
I put another tweet up there last night, which I didn't think would get, 40,000 views here. I didn't think. And
look at you with the tens of thousands of views on everything.
These shakedowns that casinos just keep coming.
Oh, point this out. Yes.
So takeout orders now in Bally's Atlantic City. I took this picture a couple weeks ago. As imposed by Local 54, there will be an 18% gratuity added to each takeout order. This bothers me. Listen, I love tipping, but I don't think I should be, shooken down for 18% off someone that's just bringing the food up to the front counter. You know what I mean? 18%? That's on takeout, 18%.
Locked in.
Yeah. Now, Grant, sometimes, depending on the girls hustling around, I'll throw her a couple bucks. I'm not throwing 18%. And this is someone that tips out thousands and thousands a month, and I'm saying it.
I will tip on takeout, just not the same percentage.
So you will tip on takeout?
Yeah, I'll round it up to the next five. I will always do it. Like, let's say it's $41,
you go
to 45? I'll throw it up to 45 on takeout.
That's really nice of you, because that's something that I never heard of.
I do.
I've never heard of that until recently.
Oh, no, I do that all the time.
So this bothered me, though.
But that's crazy, because you're taking that decision out of the customer's hands.
People need to watch the opening tipping scene in Reservoir Dogs.
You guys
seen that, right?
Yes. Well, that movie wasn't violent or anything, was it?
Oh, I love it, though. That's a cult, a classic.
I think I'm like Bill in this situation. I don't often, like, if I walk into a place
tipping,
and they're hustling around, I'm with me, I'm going to throw
some. I'm overly generous.
Let me tell you something. He's down there to pick it up.
He's overly generous, too. I've been with him.
Listen. I tip no problem, but I resent it when someone tells me I have to.
Yes.
That's the only thing. Bill, you're welcome to stay if you want.
Okay, I'm staying.
We got one more segment.
If you don't mind.
Of course not. We love you. It's
good.
A numbers game.
I can lose another 2 pounds. Good.
Feast in the Sports Betting Network.
A
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up today for only $19 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets. Always appreciate it. By the way, I always say I always appreciate it. I really do truly, sincerely appreciate it. So grateful for the wittiness of all of our
listeners. I don't mean it. I don't actually mean it.
You just say it.
Yeah, I just say it.
Well, you're also the guy that flips your keys to the valet. Is like, handle that for me. I love that.
That's right.
Handle that. Keno Walker. I believe games are not fixed, but these VAR reviews throughout these international soccer leagues are getting out of hand. Oh, yeah, there's something else. Terry Ray, I like this, Vegas Terry Ray. He says, scripted/fixed games. This is from Dean Swift, he says. Quote, you cannot reason a man out of what he never reasoned himself into. Let me repeat that. You cannot reason a man out of what he never reasoned himself into. Don't even try to argue against someone who has just an emotional investment in their opinion. Oh, we can all save ourselves a bunch of time on a number of subjects on that.
Yeah.
Forrest Lehman, 100% agree on the service fee bull. There's an eating hall in, I don't know where he's referring to here, with multiple restaurants underneath one roof. Checked the small print, 18.75% service fee added to all tabs. Does not constitute tipping service workers. Will not patronize this place. Ridiculous, he says. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
David Chalifour, the field goal kicking video was good, but really need video of crack cop sliding across the hood.
Yeah,
sliding
I can do
across
that.
The hood. See you next week.
I did. About,
so true.
Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, might have had a few adult beverages in me.
Yeah.
And pulled that on a friend's car. Just went like all in too. It was like cop slide, went across the hood. Oh boy, did I have to pay for it to get a dent out?
Really?
And it was exactly like you thought it would go.
Wow. He was not happy.
He was not
happy. Oh, man. Kelly Bidlin.
A lot of guys tweeted us that still 120. Four people in a row, different support. All right, good. Good. Wait, there's still some 120s. Minus 120. So there still is some 6-point minus 120s around the country.
Just not
including,
here.
Including.
Yeah, just not here.
DK.
You know, when we get legalized sports betting here, Bill, boy, wow. This is going to be some state.
I don't expect that here, though. No, I'm talking about, I don't expect the best prices not to be here. We have some of the best baseball prices because of the newer sports books came to the country. There are more wider line on a lot of things. So to see that
South Point,
we're
dime
not.
Lines.
Yeah, South Point dime lines. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Almost a true dime line, which is a dying thing, actually. So it's the best place, without a doubt, the best place to bet baseball here.
Are you betting the baseball postseason? This has been the greatest postseason.
It's actually been really good. I wasn't interested in first. Now I am.
I mean, from a betting standpoint, from a fan standpoint, maybe not.
Yeah, no, from a betting standpoint, you're absolutely right. You know how hard it is, and now it's easy to say after the fact, very hard to beat a team three times, even if the team's coming back home. Last night, I noticed that line dropped ridiculously.
It did. It crashed.
Overnight minus 130 at about 5-6 different spots. Yesterday at game time, right at game time, they were begging for bets on Texas. Minus 105 I seen at one of the shops.
Yeah.
Wow. That line really dropped. You know, you would think with Mad Max on the, you know, you're laying 105 with Max. That even though I know he's getting older, I know the things.
Well, he hadn't pitched for a while.
Yeah, pitched for a while. All right. Just wow. A team leading 2-0, coming home. It looked too easy. I'll just tell you, it's very hard to beat a team three times in the playoffs like that, back to back to back, even though they're coming home. Almost like college basketball, which we'll talk about a little bit early here. Very hard to beat a team two or three times in a season, all three times, that same college squad, especially if they're pretty close, you know, close rated, not teams that are 25-point favorites.
Now, do the numbers bear that out? Because I will tell you, in the NFL,
right,
whenever we have a situation where a team's playing another in the postseason, the common narrative that gets thrown out in mainstream media is, oh, it's really tough to beat a team three times. And the numbers actually do not bear
reflect
that out.
That?
It's actually quite easy, apparently, when these situations happen. Like, it happens more often than not.
I have to tell you, with the new market, I'm still going to reflect to this. So, you know, with all these new people that are betting now in the last 5 years, in volume, that equals so much more to a sports book than the sharp side. And I'll even say as much as local books. I'm not using Circa. I'm going to say local books. South Point being a local book, Stations, Boyd, Coast. These books gear their lines towards their customer fan base. That's why I always say it's a must. If you come to this town and if you're serious about betting sports, you darn well better have apps at these other places. You know, fund your apps. If you're here for a week and you're going to be betting sports every day, you better fund Stations. You better fund Caesars. You better fund South Point. You better fund, like, and I say South Point because NFL, if you're here for an NFL weekend, they don't put juice on the numbers. It's right. -3 or it's -2.5. That's it.
But again, I have had buddies, right, from DC come in.
They get too overwhelmed with what's going on.
No, I tell them. I said, okay, download the apps. And you know what the feedback is? And I'm not going to pick on anyone in specific. Their feedback is, God, these apps are terrible. From
Why?
Where they are in D.C.
Because they offer
New
more
Jersey
betting requirements.
Or wherever. Well, not only that, but
and
like...
they're faster?
Just the programming of them. How they operate.
You know what? Maybe because it's new to them. Because I fly through my apps here, right? Because I know exactly what I'm doing. And I'm accustomed to it. Maybe they're not. Because Now, granted, of course, DraftKings, they have 800 ways to bet tonight's game.
And that's what they're used to.
That's what they're used to.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're paying like you know, they don't realize how much they pay at all the different apps, though, on different things. Like, you know, I seen the halftime of the other day. I didn't know this. This is unbelievable. I don't want to pick on William Hill because they're very good to me. They take bets for me.
Well, and they brought us bagels.
No, I know. You're great. No, but I seen the halftime -115 both ways on the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
I was like, what? How did that happen?
I feel like
it's -110 everywhere, I thought.
I feel like I've seen that a couple places.
Wow.
And I had the same reaction.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, that's why you have to have a shot. But then again, I find a lot of good things. I do a lot of stealing at Caesars, too. I mean, they take – right now I could bet a dime on any prop for the weekend. I could bet $2,000 on tonight's props. I mean, that's really good. That's more than anyone in town. I'll tell you right now. You can't bet $2,000. I can't bet $2,000 anywhere in town on tonight's game on a prop.
So what ultimately Caesars. Do you think you're betting on this game tonight then?
Well, I already bet. I bet New Orleans -1.
You did?
New Orleans -1. And I now that this total is going higher and higher, I'm sure the 20s will reappear. Yep, there's 20s. You know, I think I like the first half under. And the first halves have actually been going over, and the unders have been coming in more on the games, too. The same person that showed me that breakdown of the 48 to 44.
That's Wishnev's thing on the Megapod. He talks about that all the time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's this is going between 40.5 and 41. And I tell you what, Fez is right. If this goes back to 41, I may actually dabble in there again and take an under. I didn't take under full game. So
41 sounds like the point of resistance.
Yeah. There's so many different things. Fez just texted me. Remember the NBA playoffs on a team goes down 0-2. They get tons of support for game and even more for the first half on the next game. So
Adam Schefter's latest tweet, to clarify all this for everybody, is that the Jaguars are going to work out Trevor Lawrence before the game tonight, and that is when they're going to make their decision.
Yeah, and I got another one from Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network. This is from 30 minutes ago. Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence is prepared all week to play, and if all goes well in pregame workout, he's expected to start tonight versus Saints, despite minor left knee sprain, per sources.
Now, do you think this is going to sound so bad, though? Do you think the defense knows that, and they're like, got to get him if he's in the game?
No, but I think they know he's compromised.
Right. Right.
And I think that game plan are for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like every quarterback. I mean, I actually have what's Trevor Lawrence's stats inside and outside of the pocket. He is.
Oh, wow. Good.
You know, like he's like.
Yeah. Just knowing you can limit his mobility is going to be limited.
He's 15th in success rate when throwing from the pocket. He's 8th when throwing from outside the pocket. So he's actually super good when he's outside the pocket. That's going to limit that strength of his. So that could hurt his efficiency very much. And they know that. The defense knows that. And for all that, you know, if he's compromised to begin with, they'll make sure that that gets compromised.
Let me tell you something. What a night to be in Vegas, though. Got two good baseball games, NFL game.
Oh, yeah.
And you could feel for the first day the season changing in the air. You could feel it. The weather.
We didn't even mention it. We'll use the last 30 seconds to say it. Did you see the WNBA game last night? We are not going to have a game 5 here in Vegas because the Aces won the title last night in New York. They didn't have players. Chelsea Gray was out among them. They were down 9 at the half. Then they were up 6 with under 2 minutes left. The Liberty, they ended up with the ball, down 1, final possession, 8.8 seconds, and It was a brick. It was just, it wasn't even close to going in. And Brianna Stewart was 3 of 17.
Still ended up seeing more of that regular season series than I did the WNBA finals.
Aces back to back WNBA champs. I would have gone Friday night. I would have totally gone to game five.
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
Just like we're going to Peter Luger's opening day.
Yeah, baby. Get me a burger, Peter Luger's.
Good stuff. Good
stuff. It's good being friends with the crack.
And Mr. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with some gifts for us. I see him here standing with a nice bag of gifts. We need gifts. We need things.
Thank you in advance.
By time we get something for free. Always giving away stuff.
We got to go. I got a Megapod to do with Drew Dinsick, Todd Wishnev, and Will Hill, of course. Good luck with all your bets, baseball or football or beyond. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.